Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Zayin, Shabbos 7. And today's Daf Yomi, we begin on the bottom of Vav Amud Beis, leading into Daf Zayin. And there the Gemara discusses a Braisa. And the Braisa talks about, we're discussing the four domains on Shabbos, the public domain, the private domain, the Makom Petur, and the Carmelis. And says the Braisa, Avayam Ubika, a sea and a bika. A bika is an area that is an open area, va istavnis, va karmelis, and istavnis and a karmelis, this is a place of benches in front of a store, and a karmelis, we're not defining it, but it's not a rishus harabim, and it's not a public domain, it's not a private domain. So according to this braisa, einon lo k'rishus hayachad v'lo k'rishus harabim. In all of these cases, these categories are not like the private domain, they're not like the rishus hayachad, and they're not like the rishus harabim. So they're neither. So the Gemara says, is this really the case that the bika is like a valley or an area of open fields? Is it really the case, Eina lo k'rishus hayachad v'lo k'rishus harabim? Is it really the case that the bika is this area which is not defined as a private domain or a public domain? V'atanan. But we learned in a Mishnah in Taharos, chapter 6, law 6, Mishnah 6, where it states, Habika b'yamos hachama, that the bika, the valley in the summer season, Rishus Hayachid, with Shabbos, is going to be considered like a private domain with respect to Shabbos, Rishus Harabim l'tuma, and it is considered to be like a public domain with respect to the laws of ritual purity and impurity, where with respect to laws of impurity and tuma and tahara, we state that since the source for that is the sota is somebody who is a safek tuma in rishus hayachid. It is we're not sure if she's tummy in the private domain, and we're strict there. And so from there we establish the rule that a doubt, an ambiguity about tuma in a private domain, we are strict, but in a public domain, we're going to be lenient. So here we're saying in this Mishnah in Taharos that if it is the summer season, then under those circumstances, it's going to be considered like a rishus hayachad, like a private domain. And the reason is because most people are not going to be walking through those fields during the summer season. However, b'yamos hagashamim, but during the winter season, then we're going to say that it is rishus hayachad l'kan, that everybody's going to say that the valley is going to be considered like a Rishus HaYachad with respect to Shabbos, and also with respect to Tumah, it's going to be considered also like a Rishus HaYachad, like a private domain in the winter season, because nobody will cut through during the winter season. So we see from here that with respect to a bika, everybody says it's going to be considered like a Rishus HaYachad, and not like a and not like our Braisa states, which states it's not like Rishus HaYachad or Rishus HaRabim. So this seems to be a contradiction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. So the Gemara gives two answers to that. The first answer is Ula's answer, and Ula says, La'olam karmelis havya, and indeed, this bika is indeed like a karmelis, like the Braisa states. V'amai karalei Rishus HaYachad. So if that's the case, why does the Mishnah in Taharos call it a private domain? It's just the contrast, Elefisha in Rishus HaRabim, just to say it's not like the public domain, but it doesn't mean to say that it's actually a private domain, and really it's not contradicting the Braisa. That's the answer of Ula. Rav Ashi introduces us to a different topic. Rav Ashi says, could go into Islam Achitzos. No, really, what's the reason why the Braisa, why the Mishnah in Taharos says that according to the Mishnah in Taharos, it is considered to be like a private domain with respect to Shabbos, the Bika? Because we're talking about an area where the bika has mechitzos, it has partitions around it. And we follow the position that Ula said in the name of Rav Yochanan, that it is considered a karpaf, if there is a karpaf, which is basically a term for a large area, which is generally speaking uninhabited, which is, but if it's bigger than Beis Satayim, which is generally speaking around 5,000 square amos, so if we have a karpaf that's bigger than Beis Satayim, shalohu kafwadira, then and it is not established, it was not enclosed for somebody to be living in, that under those circumstances, we're going to say a person should not be carrying in it. Va'afilu kuraim, even if it's so big that it's the size of a kor or 2 Kor, which is about 75,000 square amos, Hazorak Lotocho Chayev, that if somebody throws something into it from a Rishus HaYachid, from Rishus HaRabim into it, a person is going to be liable. And what's the reason why the person is going to be liable? My time of mechitzahi, we're going to say that this fence is going to be considered a valid fence. And so really it is considered, biblically speaking, Rishus HaYachid. So if one throws into it, you're liable. But what's the reason why you're not allowed to carry in it? Because shemechuseres diurim, because a person doesn't live there. And so rabbinically, we're going to say a person can't carry it. So we have a place which is, even though it's going to be enclosed on all sides, but if it's so big and a person doesn't really live there, then we're going to say under those circumstances it's going to be considered to be like a like something that a person is not allowed to carry in. And this is a very, very important concept. This is the concept of karpuf. And lots of times when people build a Reuven in cities, and we have, you know, persons very careful, the community is very careful, we build walls around the city. And so we have the Erev around the city, but inside the city there's a karpuf, there's an area which is designated not for living, and a person is not allowed to walk or use that area. Like, for example, it could be, some say, a river, or some say a park that people are not allowed to enter into. Then it becomes a concern that maybe a person cannot carry in the Erev because the Karpuf will disqualify the Erev. And that becomes an area where we have to discuss with the Poskim, does this Karpuf disqualify this specific Erev?